Hey everybody, welcome to this week's little Babow Bite. We have handcrafted and carefully curated a segment of this week's episode of the Best of Both Our Worlds podcast just for you.
You were laying into it.
Laid into it. And yep. We get an aunt, Uncle Earl, and an Aunt Pearl joke.
If I'm not mistaken, that's our first Aunt Earl, or Aunt Pearl, second or third Uncle Earl, but the froze up like Aunt Pearl in the outhouse on Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. Pretty good introduction to Aunt Pearl.
Yep.
Yes.
And then our Uncle Earl, this one is when Miley doesn't want to perform because she forgot the words, and Billy's like, you just got to get back up on the horse. Mm-hmm. And she goes, did Uncle Earl forget the words of the national anthem? No. And Billy's like, no, Uncle Earl fell off a horse. Took four of us to get that fat old coot back up. I was like, Uncle Earl's starting to round into form here a little bit.
Okay. Side note, I didn't let you know this, but I'll let you know now. Aunt Pearl wasn't always Aunt Pearl. We wanted to do Aunt Mike. And they wouldn't let us. We just thought it was funny that this country family had, you know, Aunt Mike.
Yeah.
And they were like, no.
All right.
So we went right at it.
Earl and Pearl in the writers are fantastic.
Yeah, it is fantastic, and I love that we went through. One of those changes that they made us make that I thought, you know, it turned out for the better.
But there was
a couple of weeks where we were in the writers' room pitching Aunt Mike jokes.
I cannot for the life of me answer this question. Do we ever see Aunt Pearl? I forget. No, we never did that.
No, it's like a famous sitcom construct, right? There's always one character that's named, that was always off camera.
Uncle Earl forever, too. And then we do actually finally see him. And I actually thought it was so great to build him up for seasons. And every one of these, I think, paints yet another layer of what totally. Uncle Earl is. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't sure if we had ever, I couldn't remember if we ever paid off Aunt Pearl. I think it's good. We ended up getting the best of both worlds there.
Oh. There is one last thing that I thought we did right. And that was you on the beach, in your fantasy, in the chair, in the Adirondack chair, trying to get out. And that whole scene was so funny. And that was one place where I had to pause my...
You are really funny. We'll come back to a question I have about that scene, but that scene kills me every time.
I do.
Devil sugar! You don't own me!
That's a place where I'm so glad that we ended up getting to do like the Tennessee or the sort of the twangy thing, because that line just yelled by a regular teenager, I don't know if it works, but you old devil sugar! Like, for whatever reason, it's just so funny to me.
So good.
So the stuff that I loved in this that I thought we did really well, Mitch actually does a great pratfall in the living room when he's trying to regain trust with Miley, and they're going to do a trust fall, and she drops him. His fall is really good, and it was a reminder of what great physical comedians these kids were.
Yeah.
You could give them jokes to deliver, but from right out of the gate, like physically, they were really good at selling out and committing to the physical bits, which I loved. Moises has probably the greatest entrance in the history of the show.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh every time. The first scene, he's all jacked up on sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And he runs from the top of the berm and he jumps off and he like strikes his toes and his legs out, and it looks exactly like Mario jumping.
Does. It is.
He almost hovers and suspends in the air for a second. And every time I see that clip, I piss my pants laughing. It's so funny to me.
I can smell it.
It's so great. We've all said this is probably one of the top five greatest B stories for the whole run of the series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything works. The joke writing is great. There's crazy, over-the-top, but really believable performances. There's physical comedy. We get so many bonus beats in this too. Mm-hmm. For example, Moises jumping on my back, monkey on my back.
Yeah.
When I grab the bag of candy from him and he's like, gimme, 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 and he's reaching across the counter, and I face palm him and just push him back. They're just like funny little beats that like maybe not were on the page.
That face push is you guys.
Yeah.
The whole construct is so funny that like those moments were so easy to find. You literally can't even tell whether they were written or we found them on stage. It just works for so many reasons. This episode also has my very first excited woo, woo, when I come in all coked up with sugar and I'm sugar, like, big sugar. Deal. So I had a few dozens pieces of candy. I can stop anytime I want. Like that whole run. And then I sniff the rail of the candy bar. Yeah. But Miley comes out and she's asked me what I'm eating. And I'm like, nothing. Get off my back, woman. Woo! And like the woos are definitely not in the script, but yeah. I was so like just out of my mind that, again, as Jason, like it just came out.
Yeah.
And it ends up being like one of the reoccurring defining things of Jackson. Every time he gets overstimulated, I think he might have a little Tourette's now that I think about it. But like that's the whole good day, daddy. Mm-hmm. I said good day. Whoo! He's so overstimulated that that little whoop comes out. And that's one of those things that it's a happy accident. Yeah. You end up seeing throughout the course of the series, and it ends up being one of my favorite parts of the
game. But it's one of those things we talk about earlier podcasts. When you did something sort of naturally funny like that, we would latch on, and we would write moments where you could do that, right? Because we just knew it worked, we knew it was funny, we knew the audience loved it.
And that didn't feel shoehorned in.
No.
That was great.
No, because, again, I think sometimes, again, the character's so broad, but, like, if everything's grounded in the context of something that would be real for the character, you can get away with anything.
Yeah.
But him getting all wired and excited like that and making that noise is, like, it actually made sense in the context of Jackson, which is great. Yeah. I do love how Jackson spins out so bad that even Rico is concerned about him.
Yeah.
he's like, and he has one of the best lines, I even worked out this morning. It's like I have the energy of a 5-year-old.
Yeah. So funny.
Like, he just delivers that in a way that just, again, everything that he does in this episode slays me. And then obviously, like the beginning of this episode, the infamous Jackzilla, run for your bunny lives. I get sent that GIF or GIF, depending on who you are, by people all the time. It's actually one of my go-to like responses to people. Right.
Yeah.
Just again, another one of those iconic things that I just loved from this.
I can't say anything new. I'm just going to pile on what you guys said. I love everything. The one little piece of thing that I thought we did well, and it's a personal thing and a writing thing. We added this element to Oliver's character in this where his humor was a deflective technique, right? He was nervous and uncomfortable, and that's why he did the humor, right? That whole opening scene. Right? And I don't know if Mitchell caught on to it. I don't know if Mitchell was just getting more comfortable or if this helped him with the character. But I think as soon as we added this sort of element to his history that the reason he's smoking, the reason he's all flash, and the reason he makes jokes out of serious situations is because inside he's afraid of looking like an idiot. I thought he blossomed after that. I thought we were better at writing him. He felt more comfortable in the episodes. So that was one of the things I think we did really right. And I latch onto it because that's me.
Yeah.
Right. And you know me. You know me.
Yeah, yeah.
I make a joke out of everything. And it's always because I'm uncomfortable that I'm going to look stupid. Right.
Yeah. It's like I'll force the laugh so that way you're laughing with me before I give you an opportunity to laugh at me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Sweet niblets. Hope you enjoyed this Babau Bite. Watch full episodes on YouTube at Best of Both Our Worlds or listen to us on your favorite podcatcher. Keep up with the latest episodes, pictures, giveaways, and merch at bestofbotharworlds.com. We'll see you next week.